Hundreds of nurses at a major Madison hospital are set to go on strike next week. It's Friday, May 23rd. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Hope Kerwin. Coming up, the state stands to lose hundreds of millions of dollars in federal food assistance. And manure runoff from a dairy farm in Monroe County has killed hundreds of fish. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
Nurses at Madison's Meritor Hospital are scheduled to walk off the job next week. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, their union and hospital leadership are negotiating a new contract.
Hundreds of nurses represented by SEIU Wisconsin plan to strike next week. Pat Reyes is one of those nurses and the union president. She said conditions have changed over her 36-year career, leading to burnout and fear among nurses.
It makes it harder to do your job well and feel like you're doing a high-quality job.
The union wants fewer patients per nurse. In a statement, Meritor Hospital leadership say that could interfere with nurse autonomy and flexibility. They say they share the overall goals of a safe hospital environment, but don't think a strike is best for ongoing negotiations. The hospital says it's prepared to maintain operations through the strike. Reyes says no nurse takes walking off the job lightly. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin would lose about $314 million in food assistance from the federal government under a massive budget bill passed by the U.S. House yesterday morning. That's according to an analysis of the proposed cuts by the State Department of Health Services. As written, the bill would require states to start matching federal funds for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. It would also impose new work requirements on families with young children and older people. According to DHS, those changes could cause 90,000 people to lose some or all assistance. Currently, about 700,000 Wisconsinites receive SNAP. That's about one in every eight state residents. All of six of Wisconsin's Republican congressmen voted for the bill. Both of the state's Democratic House members voted against it. Leaders of Wisconsin colleges and universities are voicing their opposition after proposed cuts to federal student aid cleared a legislative hurdle this week. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives approved a budget bill yesterday that includes an overhaul of financial aid. That includes setting new caps on student loans and increasing credit hour requirements for low-income students who get Pell Grants. During a news conference yesterday afternoon, Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said tens of thousands of UW students rely on Pell Grants and other forms of federal assistance.
I am dumbfounded that cutting educational opportunities would even be considered when our economic vibrancy as a nation is at stake.
Leaders with the Wisconsin Technical College System and an association that represents private colleges and universities joined Rothman in speaking out against the changes. The legislation still needs approval by the U.S. Senate. A new lawsuit against Epic Systems alleges the Verona-based healthcare software company ran a multi-pronged scheme to destroy a competitor's business. As Joe Schultz reports, it's the second lawsuit filed in the last year accusing Epic of engaging in unlawful efforts to block competition.
Cure is Healthcare is a company that offers software for managed care organizations helping administer Medicare and Medicaid. It filed suit against Epic last week in a federal court in California. The suit says Epic specifically targeted CureIS. It accuses the Verona company of coercing shared customers to end their relationships with competitors. In an email, an Epic spokesperson said the company believes in free and fair competition. Epic was also sued in September by data startup Particle Health. That suit, which is still open, accused the Wisconsin tech company of violating federal antitrust law. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Manure runoff from a dairy farm in Monroe County has killed hundreds of fish in nearby waterways. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The agency first learned of the spill Saturday, but the DNR believes it happened several days earlier due to intense rainfall over a short period. The manure came from fields where it had recently been injected. Rains washed an unknown amount of manure into Spring Valley Creek, Moore Creek, and the Kickapoo River. Peg Schaefer with the Midwest Environmental Advocates says runoff is likely to become more common as climate change drives more frequent, intense storms.
One thing we can do is to make sure that the DNR's manure storage and spreading regulations are based on the most up-to-date information about rainfall intensity and frequency.
An agricultural coordinator for the DNR says even the latest best management practices can fall short during intense storms. Coming up after the break, WPR's politics team will discuss next year's Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Stay with us.
WPR Music is your home for classical, jazz, folk, world music, and more. And WPR.org has even more, with playlists, select archives, and the ability to stream your favorites on demand and on the go. Music with more. WPR Music.
Less than 2 months after the last Wisconsin Supreme Court election, the campaign for another court seat next year is already taking shape. And Republicans are still asking what went wrong with the last race. WPR's Rich Kramer and Anya Van Wagtendonk have been covering those stories and joined Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson to talk about them.
Rich and Anya, there are only 7 state Supreme Court justices and they hold 10-year terms. But as luck would have it, we get elections the next 5 years in a row. So let's talk about the 2026 race, Rich. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley is seeking re-election. Tell us about her challenger, Chris Taylor.
Taylor started her career as a private attorney. Taylor represented Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and later became the group's policy director. In 2011, Taylor won a crowded primary and represented a heavily Democratic state assembly district in Madison until 2020, when she was appointed Dane County judge by Governor Tony Evers. In 2023, she was elected to Wisconsin's 4th District Court of Appeals.
And tell us about Justice Bradley, the incumbent she's running against.
Bradley also began as a private attorney. She was appointed as Milwaukee County Judge by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2012. He later appointed her to Wisconsin's 1st District Court of Appeals in 2015 and again to the Supreme Court that same year. Bradley won a 10-year term on the court in 2016. She's one of the most conservative justices on the court and has been very critical of the liberal majority in several scathing dissents on recent cases. If you're sick of negative Supreme Court races in Wisconsin, this isn't likely to break that mold. Taylor has already attacked Bradley, claiming she's more interested in extreme right-wing politics than protecting Wisconsinites. Bradley hasn't commented publicly on Taylor, but attacked the court's liberal bloc as extremely radical when she announced her re-election bid last month.
And the ideological balance of the court has been up for grabs the last 2 Supreme Court elections. What about this time?
Liberals will control the court regardless of the outcome, but liberals could potentially grow their majority if Bradley is defeated. So right now, liberals have a 4-3 majority. It could become a 5-2 advantage.
So Republicans, who enjoyed a conservative majority in the court for 15 years, now find themselves on the outside looking in. Anya, you covered the state Republican convention this past weekend. It seems like this election came up a lot. What were Republicans saying?
Yeah, you know, there's that saying, once is a mistake, twice is a pattern. I think Republicans are really pointing to this new pattern as a sign that there is something going wrong for them in these big spring elections. They obviously did really well in November, but then there was this dramatically different outcome in April. And so a number of speakers, including elected officials and Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming, were saying, we have to be doing something differently in these off-year elections. And Senator Ron Johnson put an especially fine point on it. He said, we have to figure out a strategy for when Trump isn't at the top of the ticket because he's the giant motivator and this is his last term in office.
And Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden actually took it a step further from what I gather. What did he call for?
He said, well, Republicans don't win spring elections, so I don't think we should have those anymore. He called on state lawmakers to fold all elections together. He said it would be more efficient and less costly, and you wouldn't have voters kind of feeling like they are constantly in an election cycle. I will note that Schimming, the Republican Party chair, did not agree with that idea.
So this is interesting because I remember in 2009, liberals had just lost control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and a handful of Democratic lawmakers pushed to move the Supreme Court election to November. Is this just a case of sour grapes by the losing parties, or are there bigger trends at play here?
Yeah, it is kind of an interesting inverse to a pattern that we saw for years where Democrats were losing the spring but winning in the general basically all through the Obama years, and they wanted a different election calendar. So in some ways, it's a case of, yeah, whoever's not doing well wants a change. But also, voters are a little different in the age of Trump. It used to be that Democrats had the more casual voters who would stay home in non-presidential years. Trump has just shaken up the bases. And so now it's Republicans who have the more casual voters. So that is a, by definition, harder voter block to turn out, especially when Trump isn't on the ticket.
That was WPR's Rich Kramer and Anya Van Wagtendonk. They spoke with WPR political editor Sean Johnson. In weather, a mix of sun and clouds expected across the state today. Highs will be in the mid-50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, it'll warm up into the 60s statewide, partly cloudy for Saturday, with a few isolated showers possible to the north. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Hope Kerwin, in for Alex Crow today. Our producers were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. We'll talk to you again next week.